With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senior U.S. administration officials will meet with a Chinese delegation Monday in London for the next round of trade negotiations between Washington and Beijing. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restore exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Justice Department has returned Kilmar Abrega Garcia to the United States from a Salvadorian prison. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrega Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women.
The charges allege that Abrego Garcia conspired to bring undocumented immigrants into the country from Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. A large Russian drone and missile attack has targeted Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv, killing at least 3 and injuring 21. Local Ukrainian officials said the attack Saturday included deadly aerial glide bombs. The mayor there says the barrage also damaged 18 apartment buildings and 13 private homes. A federal judge has signed off on arguably the biggest change in the history of college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes millions of dollars as soon as next month. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry in Cambodia has a new outreach.
Audrey Jackson of the Christian Chronicle reports that Cambodia Christian Ministries is opening what they call the Jesus Village. The village, 50 miles west of Phnom Penh, the capital of Cambodia, will span about 15 acres and house 240 orphans in 12 houses. Each house will have two classrooms upstairs, allowing the children to attend classes spanning kindergarten to high school. So far, the ministry has built one home and begun constructing a second. The first semester of the school will begin this fall. I'm Bill Alexander.
Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran of Kansas have proposed a resolution to remember Sarah Milgram and her fiancé, Yaron Lijitsky. They were tragically killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., May 21st. Senator Marshall describes Milgram as a gifted musician and a chorus singer, deeply devoted to her faith. This is SRN News. There's a recall on certain Midea air conditioners that could make people sick.
It's a voluntary recall by Midea of 1.7 million of its popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners. The problem is pooled water may not drain fast enough, leading to mold growth. There's been at least 152 reports of mold in air conditioners. More than a dozen customers report exposure to mold resulted in respiratory infections, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and sore throats. The air conditioners were sold from March of 2020 through last month online and at stores, including Costco and Home Depot. I'm Ed Donahue.
Democratic state attorneys general are seeking to block the president's proposal for an overhaul of U.S. elections in a case that tests a constitutional bedrock, the separation of powers. The top law enforcement officials from 19 states filed a federal lawsuit after the president signed the executive order in March. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.